96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record is brought to you by Burger King, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Royal Star Assurance, The Cleveland Clinic, and Crime Stoppers Bahamas.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, that's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720, that's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, that's the way my mother listens to the show, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612, that's BTC Flow channel 612. So apparently the notion privatizing Bahamas Power and Light is spreading amongst a significant number of people for the Prime Minister once again in being confronted by the same thing by the press, for the Prime Minister to emphatically state that his administration is not privatizing Bahamas Power and Light. Prime Minister said that we are not privatizing BPL. But he did give some more information than he gave the day before. And he said, we will bring in some strategic partners for the purposes of being able to find the necessary funding that we, the government, don't have to arrest some of the issues that we have. It's a lot of money that's required to fix BPL. We have to find innovative and creative ways to get that done, Prime Minister says. The Prime Minister goes on to say, you know, sometimes when we on these talk shows speak, depending on people's persuasion, political persuasion, they get offended. They get like you putting a bad spin on everything, some say. Yesterday, I said, BPL is in dire straits. It's in a bad way. Remember? Here is a direct quote from our Prime Minister, Prime Minister Brave Davis. According to the Nassau Guardian's article, he said, in quote, We are in dire straits as to where EL is now. That's Prime Minister. I wonder if he doesn't like his own government, why he would say something so negative. He says, there is some misinformation that's out there about what we are going to do. And so I thought it was important for me to meet with the union leaders to assure them of what we are going to do, and in due course, sit with them again to ensure they appreciate the details, end quote. We are in dire straits as to where BPL is now. Prime Minister said, listen, BPL needs lots of money, said that yesterday too, to be able to get done some of what it needs to get done. And the Prime Minister says, we, the government of the Bahamas, don't have that money. So if your company, the government of the Bahamas, taking in $3 billion in revenue a year, running a deficit annually, so that means you're spending more than you make, and you keep borrowing money to meet that deficit, and BBL is in dire straits and needs multiple millions of dollars to be able to rectify whatever its issues are, what are you supposed to do? You don't have the money. And you can't borrow it for BPL. You don't have the money. So the Prime Minister says, we have to look outside of ourselves. We have to look outside of ourselves. We have to look to some strategic partners. So there's a couple of things I want to discuss with you today that I hope can help you as you continue to engage this discussion. Firstly, the Prime Minister says, we are seeking to bring in strategic partners. Y'all remember those words from anywhere else? Does anybody remember those words from anywhere else? Strategic partners. Did not the Ingram administration say, when it was privatizing BTC, now we can look at that word privatization today, that it was seeking to bring in a strategic partner to help BTC survive in a competitive telecommunications sector. Anybody remember those words? Strategic partners. Partner. What's the difference between a partner and a strategic partner? Like, if you just say, I'm taking on a partner. Why say I'm taking on a strategic partner? Why? What's the difference? Well, a strategic partner has to be prepared to share the risk with you of your operations to some degree, to share in the risk, meaning they're going to have some stake in the game. And if we fail, it's going to cost me and it's going to cost them. That's one thing that's true about a strategic partner. A strategic partner has to be willing to take on risk. Remember the Prime Minister said, we don't have the money BPL needs. BPL clearly doesn't have the money. And we don't have the money BPL needs. So if you're bringing on a strategic partner to help with that, then doesn't that stand to reason that the strategic partner is going to help you get the money? And that means they are going to put themselves at risk as well, because that money is coming through them and they are going to have some stake in the game. Things fail, they lose, you lose. That's one element of a strategic partner. The next element of a strategic partner is that a strategic partner shares in the rewards. Meaning, you don't come on as a strategic partner unless you agree, and we agree, if we make a profit, X percent of that is mine. Or here is how I'm going to get my monies back. Here's how I'm going to get monies and make monies in this deal. So a strategic partner is not a charity. The strategic partner is not seeking to do you a favor. The strategic partner is a business partner, is sharing the risk and going to share in the reward. So just like if BTC was partially sold to a private company, partially. It wasn't 100% sold, you know. it was 51% sure, majority, but it wasn't fully. The Bahamas government, and therefore the Bahamian people, still own 49% of BTC. And that was the case from day one. So it was only a partial privatization. It wasn't a full privatization. That's why we're going to talk about privatizations in not too long a while. So in that privatization, because CWC took on 51% of the shares, if BTC makes $100 million and declares all of it in dividends, all of it, CWC would get $51 million and the government of the Bahamas would get $49 million. Strategic partner. If you lose, they also lose. If you win, they also win. So there's no possibility you're not sharing your profits with your strategic partner. None whatsoever. Don't make no difference whether you transfer shares or not. Your strategic partner is going to make money from this deal if money is made in this deal. Sometimes it makes money up front because it may, depending on the arrangement, it may get a revenue guaranteed from the break. Look at the airport. The airport, the way the airport is structured, the managers get a certain income. So, guaranteed. So this is a strategic partner, and that's what the Prime Minister is saying. Make sure you are clear. They'll take on risk. They will also share in reward. Now, the Prime Minister says, we are not privatizing BTC. Okay. So can I tell you that there isn't any one type of privatization in the world? There's not one. There are many ways to privatize. You could do a full privatization. You could do a partial privatization. You could do a lease to own privatization. You can do a transfer or lease of assets privatization. Or you could do an outsourcing privatization. To the extent that all or any part of your operations is no longer managed or operated by the public enterprise, that part of it therefore has been privatized. Remember the airport, when flight services was from the government's responsibility and given to a private company to operate. Well, what was that? That was a privatization. That's what it was. It was no longer being operated by a public enterprise. It was now being, or the government itself, is being operated by private enterprise. So whenever a thing changes from public control, ownership, or management to private control, ownership, or management, it is a privatization. That's the reality. Now, when the Prime Minister says he's not privatizing BTC, what he means, I believe, is I am not transferring the ownership, any part of the shares that reflect the ownership of BPL to any private enterprise. And if that is what he means, he's correct. He's not privatizing from that point of view. But if the transmission, generation, and distribution, any part of it or all of it, is from Bahamas Power and Light to a private enterprise, you have done a privatization of those operations. That's the reality. And that's how privatizations work. And it's not a bad word. It's not a bad thing. It is what it is. I don't understand how we are all upset about privatization, and most of us want privatization in our own lives. Do you want your apartment complex publicly owned? You want it privatized, right? People are, So privatization is not a bad word. It could end up bad if the private enterprise is not effective at operating or running any part of the publicly operated thing, as it turns out, yeah, then that becomes bad. But that's not because privatization itself is bad. That's because, just like the public ownership and control of the thing, the manager and owner is bad in terms of their ability to make the thing work properly. So you have a thing, like the Prime Minister says, Bahamas Power and Light is in dire straits. Well, who's been running Bahamas Power and Light since its inception? Government? And the government appointed people? For the years it's been doing that, right? Now, BPL, when it was BEC, was not always in dire straits in terms of financials, its financial circumstances, because prior to 2003, its books showed it ran a profit, right? So you could say the government was doing a fairly good job up to that point, running the entity insofar as it not being a financial burden on the government. Since that time, it's been a different story, right? So both governments and private entities can succeed and fail at operating a thing. And the track record of governments and the government of the Bahamas on owning and operating enterprises is atrocious. The track record is atrocious. Atrocious. Whether you go back to the hotels the government used to run, you go to its airline, its water corporation, if you go to any number of enterprises, with the exception of, for a period of time, BEC, which is a monopoly on the provision of power in the country. A monopoly on the provision of power in a country. Bahamas Air could argue it has to compete with American Airlines and Western Air and JetBlue and all these companies. They could say that. I don't know what the Water and Sewage Corporation could say, but the Water and Sewage Corporation could look at its legacy infrastructure that's aged and that had up to 50%, and they could say, here's a big part of our story. The power company, telecommunications, that'd be a little harder to argue. This text says, the ACM crying unions are a big part of why BEC began to financially collapse. Their position of consistently demanding more is under threat with private management. It is certainly true that it could be, but the Prime Minister says that it's not. Remember, the Prime Minister told them they don't have to worry about losses. They don't have to worry about their benefits. So they straight. Yeah, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Burger King Nassau gives you everything you love in a Whopper, plus more with the new Texas Double Whopper. Sink your teeth into two juicy quarter-pound flame-grilled patties, delicious bacon sliced jalapenos, yellow mustard melted cheese, plus all the fixings you love, served on a soft sesame seed bun. Try it in a classic combo with fries and a drink at any of our 7 locations. But hurry, because the new Texas Double Whopper is only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, the minister who said fuel charge wasn't going up in February 2022. He'll say anything out of expedience, says that text. Well, you know, again, you don't have to believe me. You could go and do your own query of the matter, right? There is no one type or form of privatization. There is none. The government of the Bahamas used to own the Bank of the Bahamas. It is now partially privatized. It is partially privatized. The government used to own the hotels that are now Breezes and so, you know, the Nassau Beach Hotel, and then there was Sandals. The government used to own those hotels. Those have been all fully sold, so they've been fully privatized. The government used to own the Lucayan, the Grand Lucayan, which by the time it was fully privatized, because the government sold the entire thing, that hotel was, that hotel had accumulated a deficit of $250 million or thereabouts. The government then bought back Alucayan, so then it reversed privatized Alucayan, right? The government has outsourced flight services or the freight or the freight handling or whatever services down there at the airport. The government has partially privatized BTC, right? When the Christie administration, with Prime Minister Brave Davis as Deputy Prime Minister, outsourced the management of BPL to a foreign private entity, it privatized the management of BPL. Privatized it, right? So that was true. And when there was a discussion on a set of negotiations by the Christie administration to privatize BPL to a company called Blue Waters, was it? That was an attempt to privatize BPL. Today, if the government of the Bahamas outsources, secondly, there has already been some element of privatization of BPL's operations already. For years, BPL used private entities to generate its own power, right? Well, that's a privatization. That's a private company that they give to BPL, that BPL then sells to the public in the form of energy, right? Now, there is a Bahamian company involved with some of that, and that, again, is a partial privatization of some of the generating operations of BPL, right? We could play cute with this if we want. We can, but I want you to have an understanding that's clear. An understanding that says, when the Prime Minister says that he is not privatizing BPL, he is not wrong. He is not telling a lie. Okay, because the Prime Minister may be talking about that kind of privatization that says, I'm not going to transfer any shares of BPL to a private company. However, he came out and said blanket, there is no privatization taking place of BPL whatsoever, then that would not be true. Because so long as you are using private enterprises to do any part of BPL's operations, outsource or otherwise, if you transfer assets or whatever you do, you are privatizing that component of the company's operation. And some of the money you would have gotten, you go to them. Now, some of the risk you would have been taking is also going to go to them. This text says, so that's really the bottom line, right? Again, we don't have any details. We now have a little bit more than we had yesterday because the Prime Minister is now acknowledging that there is coming in to BPL a strategic partner. Now, what does that mean? We talked about what a strategic partner means, but I mean, like, what does that really mean? What would a strategic partner, like, what would make you, if you were a investor, an operator? Now, strategic partner also means that you have to be able to make up the deficiencies that BPL has in some spots. So let me tell you what happens with strategic partners. So strategic partners tend to maintain their identities, right? So take, for instance, CWC is a strategic partner of BTC, right? So it owns partially the majority of BTC, but they're still BTC and they're still CWC, okay? A strategic partner, you don't merge and then the strategic partner disappears and you disappear and then some entity becomes, or you stay and the strategic partner merges and disappears in you. That's not what happens with strategic partnerships. And a lot of strategic partnerships, the entities maintain their independent operations, but they work together to shore up each other's weaknesses and to share each other's strengths. So if the Prime Minister says they're bringing in strategic partners, that strategic partner has to be able to do for BPL what it cannot do for itself right now. What can people tell me? Give me a call. What is it that you know and understand that BPL cannot do for itself today? Call me at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. What is it that you would say BPL can't do that today and the government of the Bahamas can't help BPL do that today? What would that be that you would need a strategic partner to come in? What is that? What is it that BPL cannot do? Don't forget now, we always say Bahamians could do anything. And the Prime Minister, if I'm not mistaken, did he say he's bringing in a foreign strategic partner? Or he just said a strategic partner? He said we will bring in some strategic partners. Right? What is it that BPL cannot do for itself today? What can it not do? What is it not doing well enough to ensure the integrity, the efficiency, the prosperity of this economy and society? What is it that BPL can? Anybody? Okay, we can take a break, and if you think about anything, give me an answer before we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on this.
Insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready for a day of insights at the RF Economic Outlook on March 13th at Bamar. Embrace the art of intelligence, harnessing the power, as over 200 professionals delve into AI trends, economic outlooks, Caribbean climate resiliency, and more. Don't miss the networking event of the year. Plus, earn CPD credits. Register now at Harness the Power, March 13th at Bamar with RF Economic Outlook Conference.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't proclaim this.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Gulang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Prime Minister says he's not privatizing BTC, but he is bringing in some strategic partners for BTC. I asked you, what is it that BTC cannot do for itself that a strategic partner can do for BTC? So we have, let me see, text here. Says, generate consistent power supply for the country. That we know to be true. That BPL clearly has been unable to generate a sufficiency without outside help. So that is true. So this says, great show as usual, run efficiently. What does that mean? Say, what does it mean to run efficiently? What would it mean for BTC to run efficiently? The most, I said, they most definitely can't run effectively, right? So efficiently would mean that there is some optimal level of performance that one expects from a power company. But now you have to be careful, see? You can only expect a certain level of performance given a power company's infrastructure, systems, and human resources, right? So if your human resources combined with your capital and infrastructure and systems can only do 5, that's what it could do. So if it's running at that, it's running efficiently given what it has. But if it's running at 5 when it has capacity, existing combination of assets to run 10, then it's running inefficiently and certainly would not be effective if it's not getting results for its public. Okay? This text says financially support itself. That is true. BPL cannot financially support itself. Finance generation of more affordable energy. That is true. It cannot finance more affordable energy for itself, for us. Maintain its transmission and distribution network on the Family Islands. I don't know that to be true itself, but that's probably true. And then provide generation with renting foreign equipment on several family. Okay, so Those are all true. BPL cannot do those things, so you expect a strategic partner to do that. This text says, BPL at this time can't create surplus nor provide efficient power generation for a developing island nation. But we know that to be true, too. Cannot do that. Cannot generate a surplus and what have you. So I didn't hear what the cost of electricity. Maintain a strand. I got you. Cannot maintain its transmission and distribution network on the family islands without renting foreign equipment on several family islands. Okay. So I think that's true. So a strategic part, I didn't hear anybody say lower the cost of electricity. Did anybody say that? No. So we seem to hit mostly on the reliability part of it. So BPL cannot, at this point, optimally provide reliable electricity throughout the country. And secondly, well, it can, it's gotten, with the Wärtsilä engines, it got better, and then, you know, then they had some issues. And it cannot provide, it seems, effective power in the country. There are industries in the world which will not be able to survive in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. One of these days, this is just an aside. One of these days, I'm going to do a show for you. And I'm going to show you on that show how the equivalent of BPL's energy supply is government fees in the Bahamas. So in the same way as BPL's energy supply cost goes through all kinds of things in the country, government fees goes through all kinds of things in the country. And some of the international people with whom I deal told me, Shivago, there's no way possible y'all are ever going to become what you could become with those kinds of fees in this country. Cannot. They can't. It can't happen. Y'all have to do something about it. But we can talk about that one day. This text says, get itself out of debt. That is true. BPL cannot get itself out of debt on its own. It says, when it boils down, half of the union members will be gone. Then you will have a savings at BPL. You're telling me that the prime minister will promise that there's no layoffs. You expect that there'll be half the employees gone, no matter. Mm-mm. Nah. Say hi, Mr. Lang. I don't know if you are talking BPL. I don't think Mr. Wilson mind the government privatizing BPL. All he is saying is don't change their benefits, what they're entitled to, and put it in black and white. You see, what happened to BTC, we don't want that. We have qualified Bahamians can run BPL with their eyes closed. What happened? Anyway, I don't even want to get caught up in BTC because I was with you until you started talking that last set of stuff because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. But first of all, if you're a union and you sign a contract with an entity, if the entity survives, your contract obtains in law. And if the entity breaches your contract without your consent, then you go and take the entity to court, right? The sale of an enterprise does, if the enterprise continues, does not negate the contractual obligations of the enterprise. That's like saying if you change in the Bahamas government, that you change the obligation the government made when it signed contracts with people. That's the reason why the government secretary is signing new contracts. Because the government signed the contract, not the politician, right? I mean, and by that I mean that the obligation that is being made is between the government and the contractor, right? And that is why the obligation continues even after a government changes. This text says, hi, Brother Lang, it's being said it's not a privatization process. But BPL literally has two functions, generation and transmission and distribution. If both of these functions are being dealt to private entities, then exactly what is not privatization? Help me out as you are. Well, this is why I started off early in the conversation by saying there are different forms of privatization. Okay, there are. And you make an excellent point, right? Which is that ultimately, listen to this scenario now. Let's suppose the government, that BPL outsources all its generation. And it's working beautifully. I mean, it's working so beautifully. Oh man, it's so reliable. And private enterprise just, right? Then it outsources its transmission and distribution, and it is working beautifully. Man, you've got electricity reliability, you've got no blackouts. And let's say they did this, and the electricity cost actually goes down because you have more energy, cost-effective energy. Let's say that happens, and that's working out beautifully, beautifully. It's even profitable. But it's in private hands. Let's say that works out. So what is left at BPL in terms of ownership? I own the shares. I own 100% of the shares of the company, right? Okay, fine. But that 100% of the shares in the company only entitles me to 100% of that part of the profitability not going to the private players. So, see, if I could do it on my own right now, I'm speaking as BPL. If you could do everything on your own right now and you made $1 million, you'd get the whole $1 million would go to BPL, and if the government wanted them to declare a dividend, the government would get the whole $1 million. When you bring in strategic partners, it ain't going to work like that. Those strategic partners are going to come in to make money. So when they make a profit, you could be certain that a substantial portion of that will go to those strategic partners. And you will get the balance, right? But you're only getting 100%. You own the company 100%, BPL that is. But you're no longer in control of generation. You're no longer in control of distribution. You're no longer in control of transmission because you've outsourced those under contractual obligation that is and is supposed to be in the end profitable for the people involved. So you own that, but you're only going to get 100% of what hasn't gone to the strategic partners. And if it all works out, everybody wins. And that's how privatizations are intended to be. They're intended to ensure everybody wins. You say, how does a privatization help everybody win if you privatize the whole thing and you sell it to foreigners or to private people? Because if the thing works better, the economy works better and everybody gets helped by a better functioning economy. That's how it helps. This text says, no for-profit company is going to get into any business that is not profitable unless they see a clear way to take advantage of the energy monopoly that BPL has. And there are two main ways to increase revenue and lower expenses. Raise prices and lower payroll. On another note, like to get your advice on... that's the reality. I mean, you can... A strategic partner can have access to capital... One, so that will give you capital you need for necessary asset transformation. Of course, it can be under their control because then you put that money back in. A strategic partner is not going to take multiple millions of dollars so that BPL could improve its generating distribution and transmission and leave it under the control of the same group that brought it to the place it's at now. That will not happen. That will not be a strategic decision for a strategic partner. So they won't do it. They would only do that if they get to say, for a period of time. Now, y'all listen to me. Listen to me. And I have no information about this deal. None whatsoever. Do not be surprised that the deal comes with a fixed period of time under which the strategic partners can operate these elements of BPL without any competitive scenario facing them for that period of time, which for me would not be strange at all. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Get ready for a day of insights at the RF Economic Outlook on March 13th at Bahamar. Embrace the art of intelligence, harnessing the power, as over 200 professionals delve into AI trends, economic outlooks, Caribbean climate resiliency, and more. Don't miss the networking event of the year. Plus, earn CPD credits. Register now at rfbeo.com. Harness the power. March 13th at Bahamar with RF Economic Outlook Conference.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 for Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about BPL's, the BPL proposed strategic partnership that the Prime Minister mentioned, and the fact that the PM has indicated that there's no privatization taking place. So we all agree that there are things that BPL cannot now do for itself. that a strategic partner might be able to do for BPL. We all agree that. You know, some people say the more things change, the more they stay the same. Now, one of the things that happens in the Bahamas a lot, is we live in chronological silos. What you talking about? Yeah, we tend not to have historical context when we talk about things. We almost always treat it just started today and then, you know, and will end when it end the next day, and then the next thing is going to be a brand new thing. So can I introduce you to, there was a time when Donovan Moxey succeeded Darnell Osborne as chairman of BPF. Now, Darnell Osborne, when she was chairman of BPL and the board, were beginning to look at some strategic issues that BPL had. That I am aware of, right? But Donovan Moxey, when he became chairman on that board, actually developed a strategic plan for BPL. An actual strategic plan, and he spoke of it publicly. In fact, I can tell you, when I was doing my MBA, I did a research paper on the strategic plan of BPL, and it wasn't extensively on BPL strategic plan, but given what I was doing with BPL as a public entity, BPL strategic plan came into the discussion. Okay, that's how I became familiar with the strategic plan. And if any of you recall, that's why I say we sometimes live in chronological silos. If any, and for the people who like to say, oh, we just stop things and don't continue it, this would be an example. That's oftentimes not true what you say, but this would be an example. BPL has a draft, a strategic plan, actually, not a draft, a strategic plan. In that strategic plan of BPL, it determined to outsource generating capacity substantially to Shell. Not Shell owned by, in quote, Frankie Wilson, as you all like to say. That's nonsense. Right? This same massive company all over the world producing fuel and supplying fuel to BPL for years, that is not Frankie Wilson, Sir Franklin Wilson. It's not. Just so we could put the lie to that, it's not him. Sir Franklin's Doge company, Focal, provides a means for Shell to get its fuel, its ships and what have you, to BPL. That's part of what they do, right? Anyways, so Donovan Moxey's board and those in their strategic plan was going to outsource this, they were generating, and they were going to be switching, remember, to LNG generation through Shell. Remember all that? You all remember that deal, that discussion? How we knew about that? It was in the air. It was open. It was in this being discussed. And there were discussions around what would happen with distribution and transmission. Okay? That part of it was a part of a public procurement process. That's what it was, right? And so that's how we were aware of what was happening. Now, my understanding is that the same Shell may be involved still. Same thing, just we don't know. It's not as open what is happening and taking place. Now, there might be some other players involved, right? But at least with the board previous, the aim was a part of a strategic plan, meaning that We have made a set of decisions that we believe can move BPL in this direction. Say what you want, get mad if you want, say Lang only trying to pump up minutes or something, but under BPL made significant grounds in terms of stabilizing cost, hedging fuel to help stabilize cost, producing a strategic plan, being forward thinking in terms of incorporating Bahamians in the generating capacity of power in the country, and seeking to move with some deliberate haste toward alternative fuel for the production of power in the country within the context and under the umbrella of a strategic plan. And Donovan Marchi was on Chicago Line's show and said, I remember this, and I thought it was such a breath of fresh air. I said, but you know, so how long can this cost stabilization last? He said, we can guarantee it for 1 year. Imagine that. The man was honest and say, we could guarantee it for 1 year. He didn't say for 10 years, it's going to go perpetually, because he was looking at the dynamics of the market and understanding what their capacity was. Very interesting. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Lang. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Let me find out something for you. Can a private company, like a BPL, can they come in and run competition with the government-owned electrical company?
If the government was prepared to issue a license, yes, they could. But here's the challenge with power supply. The infrastructure is so massive. The infrastructure need is so massive that it's rare that you will find that kind of competition for power generating distribution and that kind of stuff. That's very, very, you'll seldom see that anywhere in the world.
No, why ask, right? Remember, we only had Batelco at one time. Now that Alive is here, I've never heard Batelco give away so much phones and so much things. I think competition is something that is needed to bring down the cost and the price on electricity.
Well, and philosophically speaking, you are absolutely right, but there are structural impediments to some businesses being done by, say, multiple players like that. Think about it for a moment, right? Think about it. Think about a company coming in to decide they are going to put up a plant as big, as good, or better than BPL. Think about that. Go by Clifton Clay and see what they say. Look at all the lampposts and the wirings is all over this country provided by BPL. Think about a company doing that. Chances are if that company came in, one of them would not survive.
But Brother Lang, you have to remember now, when Alive came in here, these lampposts is already up.
Sir, please think about it for a moment. Telecommunications is a different kind of business. That's a different kind of business, right? But you know what? Listen, you don't even have to listen to me, you know. Yeah, multiple power suppliers are supplying power to places. Just go around the world and see it. Who competes with Florida Power and Light? Name me the other company.
I almost going to ask you who is competing with Freeport Power, but
yeah, exactly. Exactly right. But Freeport Power, let's not say that's small. Let's say that's small. Tell me who competes with Florida Power and Light.
I don't think there's nobody, eh?
Or Georgia Power and Light.
It's
not practical. It's just not practical. And so we have to accept the wisdom that other people have that says some things are just not practical. Not practical.
Especially on a business line.
No, but that's the reason why it's not practical, because it ain't practical for business. You are a very small economy, you know. Very small. Florida is a huge economy, and they got one power supplier. You think somebody's going to put $500, $600, $700 in here, BPPL, and one of them is going to, both of them are going to survive? Not possible.
I guess the best one will win, and the one with the lowest price with the best service.
And then you will end up with a monopoly.
I think we need competition.
And then you will end up with a monopoly, and you will not be able to tell the monopoly what to charge.
Well, in closing, I like BPL because of the farm dialects.
Right.
And now that you said it, you open up a new thing to me. I don't think those people will invest in Rumkeyan and some parts of Arkansas, the far off island.
That's the challenge right there.
But you have a good day. You have a good show, and like I say, I'm reading you up high now.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. Okay, we have some text here. Let me read for you. Hey, bro. Brother Lang, it's being said it's not... Okay, we read that already. Say, I have a question. If BPL goes under private management, what is going to happen to the family islands who could never show a profit based on their population size to BPL? Is BPL going to move out of those islands or pass considerable costs on the Nassuvians so that they can make a profit? Well, firstly, Nassuvians are already paying some premium to support family island electricity supply. So let's get that out of the way. The second thing is that there is no possible chance I see the government of the Bahamas signing any deal with any power provider, generator, transmitter, and all that without contemplating what happens to the family islands. I don't see that at all. Now, I don't know what the deal is going to be, but just like people, there was a requirement, just like Cable Bahamas, there was a requirement, there'll be a requirement for family islands as well. This text says, the problem all government will face moving forward with such initiatives is that BTC leave a poor taste in the mouth. Just listen to the lousy BPL leader. Mr. Langsir, here is why I said he and many other union leaders are lousy. The government was advertising for bids to provide renewable energy on New Providence and other family islands. Why didn't the union put together a crew of professionals from BPL and submit a bid? Now they cry. Wow, okay. This text says, the call is right. It happened in South Africa. They had the same struggles and competition saved them. Yeah, we'll see what happened in South Africa. So you're saying there are multiple power providers in South Africa. That's what you're saying. Okay. So what you are saying is not correct, according to the minister in charge of energy. She produced a report that was tabled in the House of Assembly. I will encourage you to vet the report and read it. The Christie administration gave a strategic plan in place also for BPL. Okay. All right. I'm happy to correct this if you can share it with me. You know, the strategic plan. Yeah, I'm happy to correct it. I know nothing of it. Did you know anything about it before she said it existed? I don't know, but you might be right. Okay, we'll see. We'll find out. It's this text says, you can tell a monopoly what to charge if it's regulated. Sure, yeah, you can do that. You can do that for sure. But hard, as this text says, hard to keep it in check if the government owns it though. You can tell a monopoly what to charge for sure if it's regulated. But that is checked against some things, though. I mean, like, what that does is it runs afoul of a lot of good business practices And it really then becomes a disincentive to the monopoly. That's one of the reasons why, really, honestly, you don't want a private monopoly, right? Because once you get a private monopoly, and then you decide to say to the private monopoly, you could only charge this much for fuel. What do you think the private monopoly will do when you are done squeezing it? Oh, it'll find a way. So that's the challenge, right? Government monopoly, at least you could say there might be some heart in there to constrain the government from doing stuff that the population get mad at. But a private monopoly, they will mash you right up. So Family Islands microgrid supposed to help Family Islands. There was a RFP for that on the conjunction with BPL, okay? And said, this Texas Power Secure had a business plan mandated by the Christie administration. A business plan, not a strategic plan. They had a business plan. Okay. A business plan. All right. Yeah. And just for thank you for that information too, but just for people to know, they're not the same thing. A business plan, a strategic plan are not the same thing. One incorporates one, but one is much more dynamic than the other one, right? Says, yes, said somebody who knows says there was a 500-page business plan. Okay, that's not a strategic plan. That's a strategic plan. And it'd be useful to read the business plan. What the business plan say? And think about it though. Had a business plan that it had to produce. And they failed. They failed. Right? So, Let me tell you something. Some of you, like when you put out information out there, you have to know that there are people in this country who know lots of stuff. They know lots of things, right? And so, and they are listening to these conversations and they want clarity. They want to bring clarity. They want to help with information. It was a business plan. And that's all I'm going to tell you about it right now. It was a business plan. Let me ask you a question. The person who texted me and said that the Christie administration left the business plan. Let me ask you a question. Did the minister say that they are now using that business plan for BPL? Did that business plan call for this strategic partnership that the government, I'd like to know that. I'd like to know that. Is that what the business plan, are they using that 500-page business plan? That's what I'd like to know. And I have an answer, mind you. I have an answer to that question already. Because you know, a 500-page business plan, that's a lot of business plan. That's a, like, that's a 500 pages. Best Tech says there can be more than one utility company waste in the same system. Grand Bahama had it, remember, West End Power and Light. You are not correct. Private generation can sell the grid and private companies can buy from that. I don't disagree with you with that, but you're wrong. And you must not live in Grand Bahama. Okay, you must not live in Grand Bahama. There was never a time when Grand Bahama Power Company was then Freeport Power. When Freeport Power was supplying the electricity to Freeport residents and someone else was supplying electricity to Freeport residents. Never a time ever in the Bahamas did that happen. I live in Grand Bahama. Lived in Grand Bahama. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Now, if the supplies of electricity in East and West Grand Bahama was a different story, ask them who supplies electricity now to East and West Grand Bahama. Hmm? Ask them. I tell you all before, you all have to understand, you are not talking to people who are not aware of what is going on. Now, we don't know everything, and we could certainly have clarity on some things for sure, but come on, man. You cannot sit there and tell me that there was multiple companies providing power to people in Grand Bahama. Can you tell me that? When? All the old people who live here say, boy, they've got some fool now. It's Texas. Thank you for bringing clarity to the situation with BPL. This is what we needed a long time ago to quell all the nonsense being repeated. And I'm happy to try to help. This text says, yes, they can now be prepared for the intergeneration supply. Some states have several. I recall my daughter in Texas given a list of about five from which to select for her supply to her apartment. Well, listen, I cannot deny that if you have a large enough population, that it's conceivable that you can have multiple suppliers, okay? So let me concede that. But I want somebody to tell me, conceive of a scenario in this country where that is going to happen. In any small country where that is going to happen. What does happen, like you have, I think Harbor Island provides its own electricity, does it not? And then you may have some enclave providing its own electricity for sure. But competition is, this is what competition is. And let's not mistake what competition is. And as you said, right, competition is, I get to select from, I'm going to go and sign up for my electricity from this place and next place and the next place. I've lived in Canada. I have lived in parts of the United States of America. I have lived in this country, right? I have visited over 41 countries and territories around the world. And I can tell you, I have never been offered in any of them an option to, oh, you could go with this power supplier or that power supplier. I haven't, right? Is it possible to be done? Of course it's possible to be done. For sure, maybe somewhere where circumstances are that. But when I was talking to the gentleman, I've said, think about what it would require to have a competitor to BPL in here. Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. Think about it. So why even encourage that notion when it just is not practical for this country? Right? Somebody says about five different suppliers in Texas. The economics of energy demand that separate utilities ultimately consolidate. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? I'm a check, though. I always like to check. And see what's going on. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready for a day of insights at the RF Economic Outlook on March 13th at Bahamar. Embrace the art of intelligence, harnessing the power, as over 200 professionals delve into AI trends, economic outlooks, Caribbean climate resiliency, and more. Don't miss the networking event of the year. Plus, earn CPD credits. Register now at rfbeo.com. Harness the power. March 13th at Bahamar with RF Economic Outlook Conference.
Babe, you mosh the car?
I ain't mosh the car. The lady run into me mosh the car. She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So I just went and I asked the question, who supplies electricity in South Africa? Here's the answer. Eskom is the supplier of electricity in South Africa. It is a state-owned utility that generates, transmits, and distributes electricity to industrial, mining, commercial, agriculture, and residential customers. Eskom owns the majority of power stations in South Africa and accounts for 95% of the country's electricity and 45% of the electricity produced across all of Africa. The South African government and Eskom prioritize the extension of the South African electrical grid with the construction of new power stations, diversification of power sources, and instituting energy efficient programs. I see. You know, a friend who is knowledgeable about these things brought something to my attention. Let's take this call. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go on. So what he was pointing out is this. There's a reason why you also kind of don't have electricity open to just rigorous competition like that. Because can you imagine electricity war, competitive war going on with all these various companies supplying electricity? And then maybe something happens and you are up the creek for your whole economy. That's a thought, too. This says, in Texas, four utility companies deliver electricity to the vast majority of the state, right? If you fall under the service area of any of these companies, listen. You have the power to choose electricity provider, right? So that's Texas, vast place, right? For sure, where they could afford to invest in that. Because if they get some portion of Texas, right? They could make money. Let's try it and see. Is Texas, how soon can we get prepaid meters so we can pay as we go and can really measure how much power we consume? So if I top up $20 and it lasts me 5 days, we can save how much, we can say how much power we waste. Yeah, that's for sure.
So again, I think the idea for the Bahamas is that what we now have, which is a monopoly power supplier owned by the government, is certainly not working out for the company as the company and in some ways for the country. All governments have wanted to do something about it, and tried to do something about it, sought to do something about it. Nothing has worked out so far, and so now we have a new proposal. We don't know the details of it, but we're listening. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lange. How you doing, sir?
Hey,
I'm on the cell phone, so I just want to probably lay down on 2 points before I probably get cut off, because I don't know my time I get. But I was listening to you, Mr. Lange. I mean, off and on, because I was doing a little business on the road. And I just want to ask this question right here. Porsche, I am going to make a statement. I think that whatever is in the best interest of the people should be the only thing that should be discussed right now, right? And if BPL remaining a state-owned entity is the best interest of the people, then that's the only thing that should be being discussed. We shouldn't even be discussing bringing any partner, any privatization, or any kind of rumor like that. The only thing we should be discussing is how we're going to make this work with the people owning it 100%. That's my opinion, sir. You know, because like that excuse that Mr. Davis came up with about the government doesn't have the money, borrow it. You know what I mean? They borrow money for all type of other things. Borrow it. Make BPL run efficiently and get the money back if that's the case. If you want to borrow money, borrow it for that. But to privatize BPL will not be in the best interest of the people. And the only thing that we should be discussing is what is in the best interest of the people. Thank you very much, sir.
Take care, my friend. Okay. This text says, no, I'm not saying that West End Power bought. I'm not saying that. West End Power bought power from Freeport Power and sell it to consumers. Okay. This Texas Christie administration did have a strategic plan for BPL, which includes Sun International and Liquiask. Sun International and something. Mr. Donovan Moxie to explain it to you. Okay, I will. This text says it is happening now. Sun Utilities sell power to BPL. Yeah. Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh my gosh. What does that mean? Say Albany is buying power from BPL and selling it to their customers. Okay. So what if you buy in power from BPL, are you competing with BPL? Think about it, man. So BPL is the wholesaler selling to Albany. Albany is selling it on to their consumers. Is BPL similarly going to their consumers at Albany and selling electricity to their consumers? Come on, man. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Back in the 70s and early 80s, West End Power provided power in West and BEC in the East, but they never interacted with each other. Nowadays, FPC provides to the entire island. There you go. That's somebody who knows what's going on for sure in that space. For sure. This text says, agreed. Was just saying after you mentioned Florida, you know I don't. You were right, though. Texas got multiple players for sure. Okay, now can we finish this up? Because I did want to talk about something else before we left that didn't have anything to do with BPL, right? I think we pretty much exhausted BPL. this text says Albany resells electricity under which law? I'm listening to folk, bro, and honestly, I can't. What they talking about, I don't know. Some of us, we're good. I In fact, if you're selling anything in the Bahamas, you're supposed to be selling it under license, right? So you can't be selling stuff to consumers. What are your license? Well, so where's Albany has a power station, a power company that has a license to sell power? Maybe. I don't know. We can take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I want to venture into just a little something else. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall much
ready. You see her arm is all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So I'm looking at all, because you can get information these days if you look. I'm looking at the power suppliers in the country, and Albany ain't one of them. Albany is not one of them. You know, we have Bahamas Power and Light. We have Grand Bahama Power Company. We have St. George's Key Power Company Limited. We have the Big Cabby Chubb Key Utilities 2013 Limited. We have Shell Bahamas Power Company, Inc. We have Baker's Bay Utilities Limited and Rob Bahamas Limited. You know, Albany on that. All this text says, people don't have to wander around in their own head for information. It's out there if you ask. Oh, boy. This text says, South Africa has the waste power, constant power cuts off up to 12 hours a day constantly for years. But they have competition, though. Somebody said. Say, Vargo, the government may be privatizing BPL to rid its debt from its books to make itself more attractive to borrowing. But the prime minister says that BPL is not being privatized. So we don't have the details, but it appears that some portion of BPL's operations are going to be transferred to private hands. But BPL is not as an entity being sold to private individuals or companies. So if the prime minister to disbelieve what the prime minister says, and I will not do that, I can question whether the prime minister and myself and others are thinking the same thing when he says privatization. Once again, one of my challenges is this. BPL deserves better than a brief note of clarification or a note to a reporter, et cetera, right? So take, for instance, we're going to have the House meet tomorrow, I believe. BPL could benefit from a communication. It could benefit from a comprehensive statement by the prime minister or somebody else, the minister responsible in the House of Assembly. Perhaps that will happen. But BPL is important enough to warrant that kind of attention. There need not be any guessing about BPL. It's not helpful to be guessing about BPL at all. It's not just the people calling these shows that matter. You know, it's not just people like myself as a talk show host that matter. BPL stakeholders are vast. Every resident in the Bahamas is a stakeholder of BPL. Business, the vast majority of business in the Bahamas are stakeholders of BPL. BPL has many vendors that are stakeholders of BPL. Right, whether they are national or international vendors. So BPL is not a minor player. There should be no casualness with which we deal with BPL. It's a very serious company. Very, very serious company. The people who run BPL, if you're the CEO or the vice president or whatever your position is, you have a very serious position. I mean, that's true. I don't care how these people decide they want to treat you. You have a very serious business. And you are belabored. You know the challenges you are belabored with. It's a very serious business. You have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. How you doing, Chicago?
Hey, Antoine. How you doing, man? Right here.
Right here, man. I tuned in a little late, but I got a good bit of your conversation, even though I tuned in a bit late, or your focus. It's on BPL. Right, and I appreciate that you were explaining some of the information that you understand, the ins and outs leading back from the previous administration and the previous board chairman, or chairman coming forward. What I was grappling with was, if I should even, this particular mark twice, I decided to call in regarding the current administration and moving forward. Now, I recall vividly when the new Minister for Energy took over, Minister Colby Davis, she indicated to the press in one of her press briefings that the government will be examining BPL very closely, and they will be developing a strategic plan also regards to BPL and the best way to move forward. And I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that Minister Colby Davis did exactly embark on doing just that, including in her discussions and even in her tours, the union, the local union. I would have seen them with my own two eyes, Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Which most persons may not recall. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Which most persons may not recall unless they were following closely. We had the media who was present. All of the major media houses, including Guardian, would have been present. Our News, ZNS, etc., with Minister when she was doing her tour, and then minister would have engaged in a more strategic tour to undertake the technical side of BPL and where they lack, where they were performing competently, and what was needed in order to take BPL over to the next level as a means of
But Anton, with some regard, but we're not questioning that, any of that at all, right? What we are talking about today, because you said you came in a little late, perhaps.
Mm.
What we were talking about today was the Prime Minister indicated that he's not privatizing BTC.
Right.
But he does. So what is the new information is that there is now the determination to take on some strategic partners for the place. So that's right. Really what we were delving into and what that meant and what that means, et cetera. Honestly, I mean, because we have a precious few time, and so I don't mm-hmm. think that we need a recap about what the minister did and so forth, as much as we could speak to this issue here of what the PM proposes to do.
Well, that's where I was going to enter, Vago. And so let me just fast forward to that point. Okay? Yeah. I was just giving you the groundwork so the persons who are not aware and do not understand would appreciate. And so during the request for proposal, the Prime Minister led that.
Go ahead, Anton. Yeah.
The Prime Minister led that press briefing, and the minister, supported by his Minister of Energy, where they announced that there was an opening at that current point. That was in January. Right, for requests for proposals from all companies who are interested. I know that they had several local players who were there at that press briefing. There were several international players who were there at that press briefing where the Prime Minister and his Minister, Colby Davis, made this announcement. And that is still ongoing. That, as a matter of fact, that request for proposal closes, I think, on the 28th of this month. All right? And if I'm not mistaken, the minister will give a detailed statement in Parliament tomorrow, because there are persons who would be aware and should be aware of this information if they're doing their jobs in the opposition.
But Anton,
yes?
Anton, this might be like the umpteenth time you have been able to do this. If this is so. So the unions have a concern that they don't know what's going on. It's the union. These are the people who work there, right?
Mm.
And you'll say that this information exists out there in the public sphere, right? Mm. And so the Prime Minister and others speak to these curiosities people are.
Let me finish.
Forget the union for the moment. I'm saying, if what you're saying is true, right? And not the Prime Minister say, another say, you know, we the other day, we told you all we were going to do this. Why Antoine has to say that, if that's so?
Well, you are having a conversation currently, right? And in my listening, I didn't hear you say anything about what the Prime Minister said at the press briefing, which announced the request for proposal for New Providence, because there was also one for Family Island.
But a press briefing that is currently about what the Prime Minister is now saying he's
and the union was present.
And the Prime Minister didn't remind the unions and the press. But I told you all we were going to do this.
If I could just interject, Chicago. The union president, Mr. Wilson, was also present. The CEO for BPL was also present at that request for proposal. The managers union president for BPL was also present.
You're missing my point, though. I'm just asking you, right? I'm not challenging your information. I'm asking you, bro. I mean, you listen to what you just did. You came on there and you say, listen, you essentially said, I don't even know why people are like stunned or shocked because Prime Minister announces at a press conference. I'm saying you don't think that if that is so, that the Prime Minister could say, listen, but I announced this the other day.
I'm not saying that he didn't say it either. I wasn't abreast of what communication PM had over the weekend with the union, but I'm almost certain, because he would have been the one making the announcement. He would have reminded them that this is nothing new.
But he's abreast.
I said he had a meeting over the weekend. He had meetings with the union over the weekend along with his minister of energy. I'm not certain of what was said. All I'm saying to you is I am almost certain they would have both reminded the union president that they would have made all of these announcements in the media and in the presence that, of the president
that they,
of the
that
union.
They are seeking, that they are seeking a strategic partner to be able to secure funding for BPL that the government is unable to secure.
To address the plan that the government is seeking to address with its request for proposal.
Okay. All right.
Which would eventually entail all of those kinds of details.
Okay.
Once that partner is selected. And that's a process that's still underway. That's all I'm saying to you, Shabak. I'm seeking to edify based on information that I'm privy to and aware of.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Listen out for the communication tomorrow. Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. Appreciate it. Say, this text says, Anton seems to know more than the PM. Say, Kyle Wilson and Hannah, guys from the Workers and Management Union, respectively, are all over the airwaves upset because they don't know what is happening. Anton, I don't know if he's lost, but I mean, it seems incredulous to me that that this stuff is in the public sphere per se, and there is now this curiosity, anxiety about what the government proposes to do. And even the prime minister isn't talking about it as if this isn't a secret, this isn't anything that you don't know about. You know, we have been discussing this, we've let you know. I mean, we know that there have been talks about RFPs to kind of do this and that. Because Shell's been on this. This has been a part of it. This is the reason why Shell was on the thing for a long time. Right? The last RFP BPL issued was on was December 7, 2023. Prime Minister and Minister Honorable Philip Brave Davis said, the country's goal of having 30% renewable power generation by the year 2030 embodies the government's commitment to a sustainable future. The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference to launch a request for proposal for Family Island's new energy generation by microgrids, cleaner fuels, and renewables at Margaritaville Beach Resort on Thursday, December 7, 2023. This just the other day. This was about renewable energy. Right? This says the RFP we are announcing today emphasizes Bahamian participation and local management with a view to spurring self-sufficiency for each involved island. Is there another one? I'm going to search. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us today. God bless you. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. He spares life.
Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.